Aloha, my name's Joby Weeks, and I've been stuck here on house arrest for 6 years, and you're probably wondering why. Me too.
Jobadiah Weeks is accused of fraud in a cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme, bilking $750 million from victims, say investigators. The men had been running a business called Bit Club Network for the past 5 years. 25 years in prison for fraud and conspiracy charges.
I became an entrepreneur at a very young age. I started my own business mowing lawns and shoveling snow and helped a friend with the paper route. I'd go door knocking, selling magazine subscriptions. Any little way I could figure out how to make money when I'm like 10.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, ma'am. Hey, buddy. Are your parents home?
So I was kind of brought up as a hustler, which I kind of had to be because being a Christian school teacher, my dad never made more than $20,000 a year, which isn't a lot for a family of four. And that's how I got myself free. At 19, I'm a millionaire. I got a mansion on the lake, backyard to the beach, wakeboarding every day. I took off.
You're loving Las Vegas, Hunter S. Thompson, here we come.
Road trip.
And back again.
We're going to race each other around the track.
I wanted to see the world, so I went to 100 countries, 200 to 250 cities a year, every year for 15 years. Stayed anywhere for more than a week or two in 15 years. And so that's what I did, and I started finding all these cool disruptive technologies that I thought, wow, that's a good invention. This is great. I want to finance that. I brought a lot of technology back to the United States and launched companies and...
You don't need to own music to have music. 1.5 million songs.
If you remember back in the day, there was Napster. But Napster got shut down because it was centralized. So somebody invented this thing called the BitTorrent network, where you could download 5 minutes of movie on this computer, 5 minutes on that computor, 5 minutes on this computer, yet I could get the entire movie, even though I wasn't in one location. And so somebody said, hey, you've seen the BitTorrent network on how you can download music and movies. Bitcoin is the currency that runs on the BitTorrent network. I instantly got it.
Now the new currency is growing in popularity. It's even been called the future.
Bitcoin, this mysterious digital currency.
We're asking whether or not this currency really has any longevity, let alone legitimacy.
I'm not an expert in cryptocurrency, but I have my doubts about it.
When Bitcoin was coming out, nobody really knew what a Bitcoin was, but we already had a mint minting gold and silver coins, and so we thought, well, let's make a Bitcoin coin. So we designed the logo, and we put on the back side this private key so you could actually load a physical coin with crypto. And somebody said to me, well, Bitcoin is a golden egg, or you could buy the goose that lays golden eggs. And at the time, somebody had told me about this club called
Bit Club Network is one of the fastest growing business models worldwide.
They're selling mining hardware, computer equipment. And I was like, interesting, that's exactly what I want to be doing. So I joined Bit Club as a member.
You can get literally a piece of every little transaction that takes place anywhere in the world. It's really exciting to think about.
And I thought, if this works, this could be something huge. If a laptop computer would make $1 a day in Bitcoin, then what would happen if we filled an entire data center with 1 million laptop computers? We'd make $1 million a day, right? So that's what we decided to do.
Set up a data center in Iceland, we got one in Georgia and one in Norway, we got some power out of Canada, we're building this one in Montana, which is going to be the largest Bitcoin mine in the world. It's 300 megawatts, it's monstrous.
When you have machines that print money, that gives you the freedom to travel. Last year we did 152 countries, and what do? We talk about Bitcoin all the time, everywhere we go. That's what I basically did. I flew around doing these huge seminars and conferences and crypto events. And unfortunately became a target for hackers and thieves.
What's really ironic too is Joby was actually getting hacked by a nefarious character, and Joby was the one who actually brought it to the FBI.
I tracked the Bitcoin to a wallet with over $1 billion in it. I give it to him on a silver platter, this dossier. I'm like, here's the hacker. And they're like, well, how do we say this? There's an investigation going on you.
And instead of going after the bad actor, they then flipped it and went after Joby instead.
So I fly to Washington, D.C. to the Ritz-Carlton to sit down with these agents. They just asked about an hour's worth of questions about BitClub. I show them, yeah, these are what the data centers look like. It's a private membership association. They don't take dollars. It's just Bitcoin in, Bitcoin out. They're selling mining hardware, computer equipment. And so I think the investigation is over. 6 months goes by, and I get a phone call, and they're like, the government raided the data center, and they took everything. And I'm like, what? So I call up the agents, and I'm like, did you guys just raid the data center? You guys have my phone number. The agents are like, yeah, we have some more questions. I'm like, great. Do you guys want to meet me in West Palm Beach for this Tony Robbins conference? I got extra tickets. It was called Date with Destiny. You see, I feel like I'm like cooperating with them. I reached out when I found out there was an investigation. I was like, come on down to West Palm. We'll do Tony Robbins together at lunchtime. We can chat about your investigation into BitClub or whatever you guys want. And so at the lunch break, I see him sitting there. I'm like, okay, I got some smoothies. I got tickets. Here we go. I sit down. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And all of a sudden, boom, I'm surrounded by agents on all sides of me. And then they take me to this unmarked building, and they're just interrogating me for 6 hours, trying to get me to give them all my Bitcoin. So I know I can't give you all my crypto. And so that got them a little bit irritated.
On December 5th, 2019, Mr. Weeks was indicted for selling unregistered securities and wire fraud.
They didn't actually say I sold unregistered securities. They said I was thinking about it. Because computer equipment isn't a security. It's a physical product. That's what I was selling. I was a vendor selling physical Bitcoin mining hardware. It's not a security. You can depreciate it.
The U.S. government seemed to just have branded BitClub as a Ponzi scheme. And I can kind of sympathize, because at that time, Bitcoin didn't make any sense to me either, quite frankly. Most certainly, data mining operations to generate Bitcoin, like, this was really a new technology. It was a new concept.
They said there was no Bitcoin mining. And I'm like, no, here are the invoices. Here's the tracking numbers. Here's the $250,000 in duties and customs and tariffs I paid. Here's the data center. Here's the $10 million a month power bill. Here's everybody getting paid.
This was not a fraudulent exercise. They were actually generating millions of dollars and dispersing it to their club members.
BitClub was paying everybody out every single day until the day the government came and stole all the money. So who created the victims?
If there's people out there who say, hey, Joby Weeks hurt me financially, no, the government is who hurt you financially, because the government is the one who seized all the assets. And I've spoken to Joby about this, and he said, give us back the assets, give us back the miners and the Bitcoin, and we can then go help make people whole if there's anybody out there.
I didn't join BitClub until 16 months after BitClub started. I was a vendor and a member. I sold BitClub computer equipment.
Mr. Weeks wasn't the only vendor of computer equipment to BitClub, but for some reason, we don't really know why, Mr. Weeks was the only one that the U.S. government went after.
So for the next 11 months, they bounced me around the country from jail to jail to jail to jail and state to state to state. My family didn't know where I was for 11 months. Denied me bail, denied me a trial. Totally unconstitutional, illegal. You're not supposed to throw people in jail before first convicting them of a crime.
BitClub wasn't a scam. It was a startup in the Wild West.
This was the biggest data center in the world that was ever built to mine Bitcoin. This was in Montana. So we filled this with servers to mine crypto. And that made us the biggest Bitcoin mining pool in the world. See, BitClub network. They destroyed a very good thing. Very good thing for the people. Horrible thing for the bankers. They totally destroyed a wonderful project that was helping millions of people. We literally were the fastest PMA to hit $1 billion in sales, faster than Amazon and Google and Facebook. And the government just came in with machine guns, stole everybody's money, stole all of our equipment.
Two Colorado men are accused of fraud in a cryptocurrency Ponzi scheme. Jobadiah Weeks is from Arvada, but authorities arrested him in Florida.
Now, I get it. There were no victims on the BitClub side, but if you calculate the coin market cap value of the cryptocurrency industry, it's like $3 trillion. Where did that $3 trillion come from? The banking cartel. They don't like that. I get it.
But Bitcoin was created to be open source, decentralized. The government steps in to regulate it. Doesn't that defeat the purpose? Joining me now is Roger Ver, CEO of Bitcoin Store.
As an old saying goes, the pioneers take the arrows and the settlers take the goods. I think because Joby was first, he was punished for it. He was an easy fall guy to make an example of and scare the living daylights out of anyone who wanted to tread this ground. So of course he was targeted.
The problem is, if you break free from the Matrix, you're not that much of a threat. He'll probably just let you slide. But the second you start freeing millions and millions of slaves, they don't like that. The wealthy ones, the ones that aren't greedy, the ones that actually are using their wealth for good to finance all these great disruptive technologies that free humanity, those are the people that they target. I could have bought 100 Rolls Royces. I didn't need any of that crap. I funded a really cool technology that frees humanity. That's what I did.
Joby's actually the opposite of most shrewd businessmen and women who are figuring ways how to cut people out of things. Joby's very much of a person of, hey, everyone can get rich and come join us.
Hey, we just got to Iceland. We're really excited. We invited about 200 of our friends to go check out the data center, the Bitcoin mine, where we process all these Bitcoin and blockchain transactions around the world.
He's an innovator. He's somebody who, from a very young age, identified new emerging markets, new emerging technologies. That's how he got into crypto. He saw it early, and he spread the gospel about how Bitcoin was going to go to $100,000 like it ultimately did years later. Anyone in his sphere, he was advocating that they make early investments to secure their financial future.
So my attorneys come to me and they tell me, so you got two choices, 5 years in jail and innocent, or 1 year in jail and guilty.
So they held him for 10 months and then essentially put him in a room with a bright light in his face and said, hey, so you'd like to go free, right? I think your daughter was born, what, a couple of weeks ago. Would you like to go see your daughter?
So if I say 2 + 2 = 4, I stay in jail for 5 years. But if I admit 2 + 2 = 5, I go home tomorrow. And he says, listen, you can always reverse your plea agreement. As long as you reverse it before sentencing, you're good. So I'm like, great, 2 + 2 = 5. Sign the piece of paper, they let me go.
Seems like an obvious choice to me. I think anyone would decide to put the ankle bracelet on and go see their newborn, wouldn't you?
Liberty, 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 liberty. You know your song.
He really loves his kids, which was one of the main reasons, from what I could tell, that he took this deal so quickly. He wanted to see his children.
So then I have to send in all this paperwork saying I'm reversing the autograph on the plea statement so that I can actually get my trial. And it's been 6 years. And I have this ankle bracelet on, waiting and waiting and waiting. And the government keeps pushing it out and pushing it out. We've gone through 12 prosecutors now. The prosecutors have put on the docket that they cannot take this to trial. They don't have victims to testify. I mean, I read the pretrial sentence report. And it said, accordingly, whether defendant's conduct caused harm to any victim is irrelevant. They can't take me to trial. For there to be a crime, there has to be a victim. No victim, no crime. I can understand why we've gone through now 12 prosecutors is because prosecutors want to take on cases they can win. And the judges keep just stamping, rubber stamping it, rubber stamping it.
What's really crazy is if Joby was convicted of this crime, his sentence was 5 years.
The max sentence was 5 years. That's the max, 0 to 5. It's been 2,100 days.
He's been under house arrest, not able to leave his house, for 6 years.
Joby Weeks holds the world record for the human being who's been on house arrest with an ankle bracelet for 6 years without a trial.
I can't go anywhere or do anything or have a phone or a computer or even hold a remote control to a TV. I can't go to church or weddings or funerals of my close family members and friends. I can't have a job to support my family. I can't have a bank account. I can't use crypto. I can't even go outside to get fresh air. It's all a psychological thing. This ankle bracelet goes off at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I hit it again, and then it goes off at 4 in the morning. And I hit it and beeps again, and it goes off at 5 in the morning, at 6 in the morning. My wife can't sleep. It affects my little child who's trying to sleep. Somebody's sitting there just pressing the button on this thing, I'm telling you. Who did I harm? to justify this treatment? Why can't I be a father to my two kids? Who's doing this to me?
Well, be warned tonight, the Biden administration cracking down on cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
The Justice Department has announced its largest ever financial seizure. We're talking billions in Bitcoin.
But with the price of Bitcoin tripling in value just since then, it's turned to be a significant windfall for the government.
I saw a quote yesterday that said, all the leftover lawfare from the Biden regime when it comes to crypto, all the victims have been made whole. And I said, well, wait a minute. No, there's still a few, you know, and Joby Weeks is one of them.
I started to do a deep dive into his case. We could not find a single peripheral promoter that had ever been charged before. I brought this to the attention of Professor Alan Dershowitz, and we collaborated in pulling together a white paper.
This is not simply about cryptocurrency. It's about the Constitution. The white paper documents a cascade of process failures that, taken together, strip this case of legitimacy. Number one, retroactive charging. Weeks was indicted under securities theories that did not exist at the time of his conduct. Number two, selective prosecution. Number three, indiscriminate conspiracy liability. Number four, asset seizures without safeguards. Number five, systematic discovery violations. Number six, absence of victims and restitution. Despite repeated claims, the government identified no verified victims pre-plea and never attempted restitution. Number seven, unsettled regulatory backdrop. Number eight, erosion of speedy trial protections. By the DOJ's own current standards, this case would not go forward today. Checkmate.
I noticed all kinds of missing documents, like chain of evidence logs, weren't right. At a minimum, he had over 1,000 Bitcoin seized from him. And then they kind of just vanish.
Now we got a government more dangerous to our liberties and freedoms than the enemy it claims to be protecting us from. A government big enough to give you everything you want is also strong enough to take away everything you got. But the problem is, truth is treason in an empire of lies, so.
So every time that I make a request with the court to do something, the government responds by trying to throw me in jail for some kind of bail violation. They say, he tested positive for cocaine, Your Honor. Now, I've been getting drug tests twice a week for 4 years. Never failed a drug test. This has nothing to do with drugs, by the way. So after I saw that they said I failed a drug test, I requested they prove it. And they continued to respond with silence. I decided to take it upon myself to do a hair test. The hair will actually hold the drugs in your hair for up to a year. And it just came back completely negative for all drugs. Cocaine, opioids, methamphetamines, marijuana. No drugs, negative.
The reason we use gratitude, by the way, is the two emotions that mess us up most is anger and fear. And you know, you can't be grateful and angry simultaneously. It's the antidote.
I have a 3-month-old baby right now. He's the cutest little thing ever. And as a father, I can't engage. I can't go down and teach him how to go swimming, even though we live on the beach. At least I can be with him, whereas with my daughter, Liberty, I was taken away from her, and it was a horrible thing. How do you explain it to a 6-year-old little girl? How do you explain that your daddy helped a whole lot of people get free, and in retaliation, he was attacked? She's only ever known me on house arrest. That's it. She was so sad last time I saw her. And I'm like, honey, you cannot be mad at your mother for any of this. You can't be mad at me for any of this. The people that you need to hold that anger for, if you need to hold anger, are the people responsible for destroying our family. I've already forgiven them because that's the best way to ground and release. You don't want to hold hate because hate is poison that you drink thinking it's going to harm the other person. I thought I'd put up some pictures if at any time I start feeling a little depressed or something, I can remember that I had a great life, and I'll have a great life again soon, hopefully. This is my daughter, Liberty. She's turning 7 this month. Here's me and Legendary hanging out, Bitcoining it out. This was a funny night with my mom. This is when I proposed to Dasha. That's my dad and I climbing Mount Ararat. Me and Dr. Ron Paul, Dr. Liberty, we call him. The Vatican flew me out to meet the Pope and talk about the blockchain. One time I bought a submarine and took Richard Branson to the bottom of the Blue Lagoon. So we bought a 747, we turned it in a nightclub and brought it to Burning Man. That was cool. I spent a lot of Bitcoin on that one. RFK Jr., he's a stud, love the guy. Anthony Bourdain, he is a cool guy. Live Free or Die, Bitcoin in New Hampshire. Charlie Shrim set up the first Bitcoin exchange called BitInstant back in the day. And they threw him in jail too. Horrible. They just attacked everybody that got in early on crypto. Government, 1 star. Very bad. Would not recommend. They can take your car. They can take your house. They can take your freedom. They can take your bank account. But they can't take your memories.
When I met Joby, I immediately could feel his genuine enthusiasm for life despite his ludicrous circumstances. To be able to find happiness even in the darkest moments, I'm sure he wasn't like bubbling with joy while he was in solitary confinement, but regardless of the fact that you can't leave the house, you can't work out, you can't go to the mailbox,
you can't go on a date,
you can't go on a honeymoon. I don't understand how it is that the judge just continuously allows us to go on and on.
It's kind of wild. I mean, I went from going to hundreds of countries a year for 15 straight years to being locked in a box and isolated. That would normally break most people. I mean, that's why they put people in solitary confinement, to break people. But when you have complete control over your mind, you become unbreakable.
It's President Trump today signing the landmark Genius Act into law. It's the first major piece of crypto legislation in U.S. history.
The SEC said Thursday that proof-of-work crypto mining, as seen with Bitcoin and Dogecoin, does not fall under its definition of securities.
Yeah, you can't punish someone for being early, and you can't punish someone for being right. What Joby was doing, mining Bitcoin, not only were there no laws against this, but today there are people who are starting Bitcoin mining companies in America and ringing the bell on the NASDAQ floor.
And with the Genius Act coming through and essentially, for all intents and purposes, clearing Joby, I plead with anyone to facilitate his release as soon as possible so he can spend time freely with his family and not have to worry about someone kidnapping him in the middle of the night.
The best way out of this is to dismiss the charges, give him his belongings back, and let him get back to doing good works for humanity.
I still have a lot of friends that believe in me and want to do business with me, and they all know I'm innocent, which is great. Because, you know, most people, if they ripped off 1 million people and stole $700 million, they wouldn't have any friends left.
To believe that Mr. Weeks had criminal fraudulent intent, you have to believe that he set out to defraud his close friends, his close business associates, his closest family members, including his parents, cousins. It doesn't make any sense. Meanwhile, they all made robust returns.
We're in America, we have a responsibility. There's people all over, 40,000 people a day die of starvation. It takes money to fix that. Sick and poor people can't help as many sick and poor people as rich and healthy people can. Mm-hmm. You have a responsibility. You live in this country. You can leverage yourself. You can use technology. Get yourself rich so you can bless other people. And I'm telling you, if you need money, you give it first.